This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay with me. I said this was going to be an open mic moment, if you would, and open mic segment, show, hour, whatever you want to call it. Let me give you some titles to some of these crazy stories. And you guys think, you know, when I first started doing the show, 8 years ago now. When I first started doing the show, I had friends of mine that would say, you're making that stuff up. No, I'm not making any of it up. None of it at all. I mean, there's real craziness going on out there. So I'm going this weekend, I'm going to Politicon in Los Angeles. And there's a whole list of people that are going to be there. You know, Sarah Palin is going to be here. James Carville is going to be there. Barbara Boxer is going to be there. Ann Coulter, Van Jones. I can go on and on and on. A lot of nut jobs going to be there. And I went last year. I swore I'd never go again. It shows you. See, I'm a liar. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just a liar. I can't stick to still what I said I'm going to do. Anyway, I went last year, and they say, you know, it's supposed to be open and it's nonpartisan and bullpuckies. That's partisan, all right. All right? And it's partisan like crazy partisan. And I went last year. I even videoed down in the dungeon where they have the vendors. They were all Democrat vendors. And then they have these big open sessions. And James Carville's there with a couple of his buddies. And, you know, last year he was talking about how, and I'm going to try to record it this year. I didn't think about doing it last year. It was very small. James Carville was saying that, hey, look, the Clintons have never really done anything wrong. That basically the bottom line with it is that it's the Republicans, it's a right-wing conspiracy that have been pounding away, pounding away, pounding away at them. And some of the stuff just is stuck to them, but they've never really done anything wrong. Now, I'm not going to do it because it's been done so many times. We've got a whole list of what they've done wrong. Really done wrong. And just because somebody, look at Al Capone, what they knew what he was doing. They knew how many people he was having killed. They knew how much money he was raking. And the only place they could nail him on was tax evasion. So just because somebody hasn't been convicted doesn't mean they haven't. Look, I know, I get it. You're innocent until proven guilty. I got that. But there's also some common sense behind it. Capone was guilty of many things. They just couldn't catch him doing it. They couldn't find anybody that would tell on him, right? Some of the crazy things going on, I don't know which one of these stories I'm going to grab. Some of you sent me some pretty good stories. Black Lives Matter, they blamed capitalism for the Orlando attack. Although last I checked, I didn't know that Islam was now a capitalist mindset. Let me see. Do you remember the Bring Back Our Girls? Remember everybody holding the signs up on Facebook and all that? It wasn't just right. It was Facebook or Twitter. Bring back our girls. We want our girls back. Right. Okay. 800 days later, we've still, as a country, America has done nothing. Not just America. No, nobody's gone to try to get those girls back. Nobody. And when I say that, I'm sure there have been little skirmishes to try to get them back. We could get them back in no time. We have the resources. We have the men to do it. We have the special forces to do it. These are young girls being used for slaves. Sex slaves at that. We should be ashamed of ourselves. I know we can't be the world's police. Do not send me an email saying, you don't understand, we can't be the world's police. Really? But you want me to be so human? You want me to be have a humanitarian attitude? You want to make sure that I let everybody over the border? Have you heard that diseases, childhood diseases that have been done away with for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years in some cases, guess what? They're on the rise. They're coming back with a vengeance. You think it's because little American kids haven't had their vaccinations? No. It's because we're letting these people into the schools, and we don't require them to have anything. We don't ask them any questions. We don't force them to have anything. But we can't force. We can force little American kids to have them, though, can't we? Oh, here we go. An Alabama councilwoman has decided that funding a Holocaust memorial is racist. Yes, I'll hit some of these stories in a minute. I just thought you'd like some of these. Let's see. Sanders still says that he's just getting started. That should scare the crap out of everybody. Think about it. The man looks like he's ready to fall over now. Now, a couple of days ago in an interview, he basically said, not that it's over for him, but he sees no path to the nomination. And now he says he's just getting started. And I don't even know why this is news. I already know this. What's her name? Sarah Palin. Polls show that nobody wants her as VP. I mean, the numbers are big. Let's see. What else is? Oh, the Charlie Rangel thing. That was great. Did I do that earlier? In an interview, Charlie Rangel was nailed by a reporter who said... asked him about the gun law and what was going on, what have you, and Rangel says, law-abiding citizens just shouldn't have to carry a gun. The reporter says, but you're protected by guns all over the place here at the Capitol. Rangel says, that's a little different. We deserve it. I mean, I think we need to be protected down here. Right? Talk about elitism. Talk about being full of yourself. Anyway, we'll hit some of these stories on the other side of the break. Also, the story of a woman. It took a woman 8 years to get off a no-fly list. Yeah, sure, no problem. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the fog.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, appreciate the time. You know, and I love some of the emails. I'm going to get to some of these stories. I think it's kind of a, what I said was going to be like an open mic thing. Some of these stories are whacked. I mean big time whacked. I like this one with the Alabama councilwoman who thinks funding the Holocaust Memorial is racist. I don't even know. See, I told you, we have lost our minds. The earth isn't just spinning in reverse. I'm telling you, it's wobbly too. Anyway, some strange news out of Birmingham, Alabama today, where City Councilwoman Sheila Tyson went on a bizarre rant questioning why the city would help fund a Holocaust memorial, as it would honor people who are dead. Unless I'm confused, I thought that's what a memorial did. Doesn't it honor dead people? According to Tyson, the city's contribution to the memorial, which amounted to paying for the removal of an existing structure, is questionable as the city can't fund renovation of Shadow Law Cemetery, an older cemetery in town. He said, "Dead is dead," said Tyson, referring to the victims of the Holocaust. Tyson also referred to the Shadow Lawn Cemetery as the oldest cemetery in the state, the county, and the world, as far as he was concerned. "It is none of these things," said a fact checker, "but in final resting place of Michelle Obama's great-great-grandfather." Sounds like there might be a problem, right? Tyson later clarified that she's not opposed to the Holocaust Memorial, but then heavily implied that the fact that the city isn't funding the cemetery is due to racism. A fellow councilwoman said that the difference between the Holocaust Memorial and the cemetery was that the haves and have-nots are being buried there. Wow. See where we've come to at this point in our civilization? Everything's got a political motive to it. Right? I mean, everything has a black and white meaning to it. Everything, let me see, is racist or homophobic. Does homophobic include, like, lesophobic? It does, okay. So, you know, you got all these phobias, apparently, that we have to watch out for. It's just nuts. So, again, trying to clear it up later on, Tyson. Now, there's nothing you can do to clear it up at this point. Tyson said later that she's not opposed to the Holocaust Memorial. She said it simply does not understand why the city is legally allowed to fund one and not the other. "What's the difference?" Tyson said in the meeting. "I see the difference. I know what the difference is. But I will leave it right here." Again, implying that it had something to do with racism. It has to do with something with the people in the cemetery now are black. And the Holocaust, were there no black Jews? Are there no black Jews? Because I know some. So Councilwoman LaShonda Scales jumped in and said, "Look, I know the difference," Scales says. The difference is the haves and have-nots, right? The Birmingham Holocaust Education Center plans to raise about $500,000 to build a park alongside a 9/11 memorial near McWayne Center in downtown Birmingham. Birmingham's contribution would be to remove the existing structure at a cost of $45,000. Now, you know, it's not like they're taking the bodies out of the ground and chucking them somewhere. Right? They're gonna move them. So other than, you know, that whole thing about the final resting, were they afraid they're gonna wake up the dead? I will give them that. You know, they are, yes, I get it. They're sacred bones, they're your family members. I got all of that. I get it. But moving them to another piece of land for the greater good, it's not the end of the world. Even if it's close, it's even better. And at the time her great-great-grandfather was buried, as might be pointed out here, you think they had segregated cemeteries? Blacks on one side, whites on the other? Now, 100 years later, how would you be able to tell? I don't think they were in the same cemetery. Yeah, but I mean, the skin's not on the bones anymore, to be rude. How would you tell? All right, anyway. That's kind of what I'm getting at, is that why, you know... Yeah, whatever. The memorial would honor victims of the Holocaust that had ties to Birmingham. And it looks as though some of the members of Birmingham City Council may need to pick up a history book or two to really understand. I mean, this is most of these arguments. And then what happens is pride settles in, so they can't go back on the argument. They can't go back on what they said, even though they look like idiots. Right? I mean, seriously. All right, let's see. All right, let's play the Bernie clip. So Bernie thinks that, Bernie thinks that Walmart sells machine guns, which I don't even know where to go with that. Right? And Bernie Let me see. This is a Mark Dice clip. I've got to give Mark Dice credit for this. There's some stuff he does that drives me out of my mind. I just can't listen to. There are other things that he does. I just think it takes the guts of a lion to do it. So let me see. Let's see if I can get him potted up here.
Tragedy in Orlando, saying that Bernie Sanders believes that Walmart sells machine guns. Here he is on Meet the Press this morning reacting to the tragedy in Orlando, saying that American retailers need to stop selling automatic weapons, when in reality, those have basically been banned for over 80 years after the passage of the National Firearms Act in 1930.
You know, just hopes go out to all those who are shocked that they can recover. And I got to tell you, you know, over 25 years ago, I believed that in this country, we should not be selling automatic weapons which are designed to kill people.
And we haven't been selling.
You know, I'm looking at him and thinking, what was that, 1930 they passed that? Wasn't he in Congress then? He looked like he could have been a janitor back then and then just slowly worked his way through. I mean, seriously.
For over 80 years.
Excuse me. Working for Congress, being a congressman is not a job. So he's still not working.
Here he is at one of the debates saying the same thing.
I don't think it's a great idea that we sell automatic weapons in this country that are used by the military to kill people very rapidly.
We don't. The Tommy gun has been basically banned, like I said, for over 80 years.
Yeah, and somebody said that to me today, too. I think I talked about it earlier. Somebody said we shouldn't be allowed to buy machine guns. I'm saying, you can't buy machine guns. The only place you can buy a machine gun is in Chicago from special gun stores. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute more with Mark Dice and the wild, the crazy rantings of Bernie Sanders. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know what? I'll talk about that in a minute. I'm going to stay away from that for the moment. Bernie Sanders. I'm playing a clip from Mark Dice. And Bernie seems to think that you can buy fully automatic guns, which have been banned in this country for almost 80 years. He thinks you can buy fully automatic guns at Walmart. I'm waiting to hear one of these loons come across with the fact that you might be able to get one of these as your secret prize at Burger King or something with a Happy Meal. And a Cracker Jack box, yeah, right. Parts and pieces. Anyway, you know what? You guys on the left, you listen to people like him. If he's got that wrong, what else does he have wrong, right?
Here's Hillary Clinton repeating this same lie.
So we're going to have to do a better job protecting the vast majority of our citizens, including our children, from that very, very, very small group that is unfortunately prone to violence and now with automatic weapons.
Listen. Hear what she said? From that very, very, very small group. So what we're going to do is we have a small group doing something extremely stupid, so we're going to take away the rights of the large group. The logic of the left again. So I keep telling you.
Unfortunately prone to violence, and now with automatic weapons can wreak so much more violence than they ever could have before.
Can't get your hands on an automatic weapon unless you're in the military or unless you're on a special shooting range that is specially licensed for such weapons, which are extremely rare and usually only in Arizona or Las Vegas. Here's a tweet that Seth MacFarlane sent out saying that it's time to, quote, ban automatic weapons.
Well, then there's no problem here. Let's ban automatic weapons. I'm good with that. Considering they're already banned, let's just do it again. right? Let's double check. What do you think? So, and let's use that terminology, because they're screaming it all over the place. Yes, this is where the Republicans could have a field day. Oh, we're on board with, yes, let's ban automatic weapons. Are we going to rewrite the 1930 law, or are we going to write a new one? Gentlemen, I'd just like to know. You know what I'm saying?
Most of the mainstream media and the liberal agenda is calling for a ban on the AR-15 rifle, which they like to claim is automatic. It is semi-automatic.
These guys are idiots. I would have a field day with this. As a Republican, I would author the bill. Or co-author, whatever they wanted me to do. And I would write it using their exact words. And it'd be a one-pager. We are on board. We outright ban automatic weapons, fully automatic weapons. And I would word it in such a way where everybody would be, oh, yeah, let's go, let's vote for this thing. And then after it passed, it was done. I said, what do you know about the AR-15? It's not a fully automatic weapon. So, legal to sell. You guys had an opportunity to fix this. Come on, Mark. Give me more info.
Fires one round per trigger pull, the same as a handgun, the same as every gun that is available to the public. If they ban the AR-15...
Did you catch that? Do you guys understand what's being said here? So even though the AR-15... Now, I saw a picture today. I wish I had grabbed it, jumped all over it, with an explanation about the AR-15. The AR-15... Let's just be honest about this, okay? You guys, listen up. Not the women. You can do whatever you want to do. Guys like sexy military toys, right? And, it's got to look manly. It's got to look, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like me. When I buy certain things for the studio, I like things to be black and shiny. I like that. And look around. You can see everything's black and shiny. If I get something that's white, like the phone, I remember telling the guy at the store one day, you come out with a white phone. It's all we have left. I said, don't bother. I don't want the white. Well, you can get a black battery cover and a case cover. No, because I'll know it's white underneath. I can't handle it. So, anyway, it's the same thing here. When you look at the AR-15, there is actually another rifle available, which is the AR-15 without its clothes on. Okay? And what it is it's a wooden, it's the same barrel, the same same everything, but it's got a wood, a wooden handle, a wooden stock, a wooden whatever you want to call it, right? And it has the same clip, and, it's still one pull at a time, and they wouldn't ban that because it doesn't look like a military rifle. Now, you take that, and you put the clothing of the AR-15 on it. You take out the wood stuff, wood stock and what have you, and then you put the composite material around it. It's the same gun. It's all, as they say in the South, it's all gussied up. Right? Yeah. They say that right? In Boston, we say it's all guidoed up. You know what I mean? Anyhow. And that's all it is. That's the only difference between it. And these morons do a sit-in because they want to ban one and not the other. It's asinine on so many levels.
Is semi-automatic. It fires one round per trigger pull, the same as a handgun, the same as every gun that is available to the public. If they ban the AR-15, psychos are going to just get any of countless other rifles or handguns that will do the same thing. If you ban handguns and rifles, they're going to use cars, knives, or poison, or any...
So... Now, I don't want to make it sound like I came from a shady past, but I mean, here's the reality of it. Ban any gun you want to. I said this the other night. I don't care because I know exactly where to go to get them. Right? I mean, the reality is I know exactly where to go to get them. And if you live in Chicago or New York or Boston or D.C. or Miami or we can go on and on and on with this. Right? I know where I'd go have a cup of coffee, a cannoli, and get a couple of 9mm. I mean, all in one shot. But isn't that hard? And then you want to take them out of, these so-called semi-automatic guns, they're not hard to make automatics. Right? So, I mean, seriously.
Other means that they can think of to commit mass atrocities. Here's an AR-15 being sold on Walmart.com for just over $2,000. And no, Bernie Sanders and Seth MacFarlane and Hillary Clinton, this is not a machine gun. This is not an automatic weapon. This is what's called a gun. This isn't even an assault weapon. A steak knife can be used as an assault weapon if somebody uses it to assault someone. You can use it to assault someone, or you can use it to cut your steak at dinner. It's a tool. It depends how it's used.
God, you know what? Again, like I said, there are a lot of things this guy does that I just shake my head at and can't get behind. But when it comes to stuff like this, right? And he's right. You could go gun after gun. It's how it looks. These guys are morons. They really are. They don't get it. They're morons. And they're playing on your emotion. And I got mad at the Republicans because they allowed the Senate filibuster to go on the way it did. Now, you realize that when the Dems were in control of the Senate, they blocked the filibuster. They wouldn't allow it to happen anymore. But we, because we're so righteous and upright and people of integrity, we won't do that. We won't go back to the 50-plus-1 vote because it's not right. But let me tell you what, it's not the law either. The Senate could very much vote with 50-plus-1. It's legal. They have a gentleman's agreement not to. I realize it's parliamentary, it's in the procedures, but there was something the Senate came up with. It's not a law. There are so many things that Dems did to us when they were in power, we refused to do, and it causes us to lose every time. Let me tell you what, if you're in guerrilla warfare, you can't fight by the Marcus of Queensberry rules? I think that's what it's called. It's proper boxing. You have to play by the rules. I always say, and some of you people have made fun of me in the past, if the Americans had played by the rules in the Revolutionary War, we would have lost. We would all be wearing, the Queen would be the head of our country. We didn't. We applied guerrilla warfare. We beat the Brits because they played by the rules, being the gentlemen that they are. Anyhow. We'll finish up with Mark Dice on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
You need a disco ball, I keep telling you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I'm going to get right to it because I don't want to run out of time, which I do quite often, and I don't lose any sleep over it. But the I grabbed a clip from Mark Dice, and he's kind of put together a little collage of speech pieces from, I don't know, what do you want to call them? Little snippets from Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, who have no clue whatsoever what an automatic, semi-automatic pistol, gun, rifle is all about. No clue. They just know that guns, they got their people so petrified over guns, the word gun, and what a gun can do. Funny how they never talk about the positives on a gun, right?
Many mainstream outlets are saying that the weapon of choice for mass shooters is the AR-15. And then it was used by the mass shooting in Orlando and the mass shooter in Sandy Hook. The reason these shooters use the AR-15 isn't because they're gun experts or know anything about weapons. It's because the mainstream media plants the seed into their mind that the AR-15 is the cool gun to have, so that's the one that they buy. If you ban the AR-15, they're going to start using other weapons. Modern American culture glorifies perverts, serial killers, and murder.
Yeah, you know what? He is right about one thing. They keep the way they talk about these things. Right? The way they talk about the guns, the way they talk about the damage being done. I'm telling you, if you take, you desensationalize this, whatever word you want to use, if you finally decide to stop doing this, don't give the person's name out. Call him the shooter. Use a high-powered rifle or a gun or a rifle to kill everybody. Really, seriously, take all the sex out of it. See what I'm saying? I mean, we've had copycat, what do they call it, copycat killers for years. They get all excited by they hear about what the other person did. Take all of that out of it. Change it. Make a difference. And that's how you, and yeah, stop showing their, thank you, chat room, stop showing their picture. There are weirdos out there that'll take snapshots of those pictures, you know, put them up on their wall as their heroes. And then eventually, after a while, the picture starts talking to them. Right? What was the guy, Son of Sam, in New York? The dog was telling him who to kill. That's an old one. You probably remember that one. Oh, God. Look it up. Yeah, I know. You were just a puppy. You weren't even a. You were a baby. But back, I think it was in the 70s. Son of Sam, serial killer in New York, had brought the city to its knees. And when he caught this loon, it was the dog telling him what to do. Now, first of all, you cannot tell me that none of his neighbors, not a one, sat there and went, this guy's off. Right? Don't you think? I'm sorry. We're so afraid. We want everybody to be left alone. We want to be left alone, so we want everybody to be left alone. It doesn't work that way. That's how people get killed. So anyhow, like I said, I do. I love this stuff because I look at it. And I see the people out there. These are the people that the far left pulls over to their sides. And some of the questions they ask, some of the things they ask is people that Mark Dice does when he goes out there and does these interviews is hilarious. Anyway, like I say, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time. Head up to the website. Like to get your email address. That would be nice. Because if you give me your email address every week, I send out an email, tells you who's going to be in the show. Not that we don't always. We got some pretty good guests coming up next week. As we get settled in our new studio and all the craziness is done. I think it's done. I don't feel like I'm in a panic every night. The beauty now. That was weird. The beauty now is that I don't have to worry about things going wrong, and I have no problem pulling people on. Before, I'm always worried about something going wrong because you haven't got the equipment settled in yet, right? So, I had this argument with somebody. It's actually a family member on Facebook today. I know she's not listening because I'm a Republican. I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor to my heritage because I'm a Republican out of Boston. Right? So, she basically called me a liar because I said, it takes people eons. There's no easy way to get off the no-fly list. There's no process in place. There's no real due process. They hate that word. Due process in place. So, preventing terrorists from purchasing firearms is something everybody can agree on. We all can agree on that. There isn't a Republican around that would say to you, no, a terrorist should not have a gun. Right? But how we get there, as usual, Both sides approach it totally differently. How we get there is a whole different story, right? So since the Orlando attack, the Dems have been pushing and pushing and pushing, demanding that anyone placed on the secret terror no-fly watch list be stripped of their ability to purchase a firearm. Now, what I love about this is you don't even know you're on that list. There's no formal letter that you get. Hi, Mr. Abdullah Messina, you have now been put on the no-fly list, so please don't try to purchase tickets online or even at the ticket counter. They don't do that. Right? Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? I wonder, I'd like to know if this could happen. Imagine being mid-flight or two flight, right? You get a one stop, and then you stop, and you go to get another plane. Go, sorry, Mr. Messina, you can't fly. You're on the no-fly list. What did I do? Did I pee in the aisle on the way over or something? What happened? And I'm sure it's happened. And how do you fight it? How can you fight it? I'm not sure you can. I'm not sure it's easy. Because in some of the research I've done over the last week, there's no real formal way to make this happen. So these Democrats are pushing, and again, if you're on the... think about something. As an American citizen, you take rights away from me without going to court first? Where is that legal? It's not. That's the fundamental... it's one of the reasons that this country was founded, right? Not just taxation without representation. If the king said you did something wrong, you did something wrong. They'd throw you in jail. You had no right to demand to go in front of a judge. So, again, I guess the Dems want to go back to the old way of the Brits or something. So if you're on that no-fly list because of a misunderstanding... Right, think you get your rights taken away from you. You get your freedom to move about the country taken away from you. You can't just hop on a plane. You're on a no-fly list. Can't go buy a gun now if they have their way because you're on a no-fly list without ever stepping foot in a courtroom. Come on, guys, that's just wrong. The no-fly list contains approximately 60,000 names. The terror watch list holds nearly 1 million. Many of the names on the list, if not the majority, belong to people who have no ties to terrorism at all. And the four pieces of gun legislation that failed, remember, it failed in a bipartisan way. It wasn't partisan voting on this. Wake up. So an amendment from Republican Senator Susan Collins, which would allow those on the terror watch list to appeal to the government and receive reimbursement for attorney fees if they won their case, was also voted down due to the lack of protection for due process. It all comes back to due process. It all comes back to the ability for you to be able to get in front of a judge. I want to get in front of you. You take a right away from me. I have a right to get in front of a judge. And it needs to happen fast. Now, it could take years for an innocent individual now to get off that list. And a PhD student who is improperly placed on a list, it took her 8 years. If you want to know more about that, you have to check out the website later, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We'll post this story up there with my comment on it. That should wake you up. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, tell your friends about the show. Tell your relatives about the show. Tell people you dislike immensely about the show. And I'm sure they'll have a good time. Have a great rest of the day.